China has been targeting Muslim citizens for surveillance and persecution. It's believed to be detaining up to 1 million Uyghurs and other Muslim ethnic minorities in the far west region of Xinjiang. We have a story about one Uyghur family whose members fled Xinjiang and ended up opening a restaurant just outside of Boston. Here's the story from my WGBH colleague, Anna Kusmer.
Monday morning is the slowest time of the week at Silk Road in Cambridge. The chefs prep in the back, sharpening knives and making the dough for their signature hand-pulled noodles. Adila Sadir opened the restaurant in 2017 with her brother-in-law.
Not many people know about Uyghur in this area, so we want to present our culture and our cuisine here.
Uyghurs are a mostly Muslim ethnic minority from Xinjiang in northwestern China, but their culture and cuisine is closer to Central Asia, lots of rice pilaf and lamb. When Silk Road opened, Sadir says most people who came in didn't know much about Uyghurs. Now they're asking a lot of questions.
I had a couple customers, they just stopped by and asked my family situation and say, oh, nice stuff, kind thing. So that makes me really happy. Like some people really, they stop by just for, like, support us.
Sadir is 27. She's here in the U.S. with her mom, younger brother, and sister. But her father is back in Xinjiang. He's among the 1 million Uyghurs believed to be imprisoned in what China calls re-education camps. They're cut off from their families, not allowed to speak their language or practice Islam. Sadir's father has been detained since June. The last time she heard from him was in November.
I worry about my father so much, but I don't know. There's no way I can help him or someone to help him. My father did nothing wrong. Just because he's Muslim, he's Uyghur, he got into the camp.
Sadir says she used to think if she kept quiet, Chinese authorities would let her father go.
In the beginning, my father missing, I didn't speak out anything. I would just wait, hope my father would get out like in 1 month or 2 months. I wait.
In December, she stopped waiting and went public. She started posting on Facebook in Mandarin with the hashtag MeTooUyghur.
I post videos, pictures online and social media like Facebook and speak out for my father.
When I ask if she worries this might put her father in danger, she says he's already in danger. She says sometimes people respond to her posts with pictures of their own family members who are being held in camps. Sadir says when she comes to work at the restaurant, she avoids talking politics. She estimates around 60% of her clientele are Chinese, mostly local students. She says she doesn't talk to them about what's happening back home, and they don't ask. The only non-Uyghur working at Silk Road is Jackie Lim, Sadir's best friend who works in the kitchen.
I'm American-born Chinese, ABC.
Lin grew up outside of Boston and spent years working in local restaurants.
Before I worked there, I never heard of Uyghur. But then after I worked there, like, they became my family and everything.
Lin says he feels terrible about what Sadir and her family are going through, and he supports them. He also posts online with hashtag MeTooUyghur. And Sadir's mom has taught Lin some fundamentals of Uyghur cooking, like hand-pulling noodles.
So we just got the dough. We just let it chill, let it sit, and then we have to hand roll it.
When the noodles are done, the chef fries them in a big wok with vegetables, lamb, and a dozen spices and sauces. Sadir has lived in the Boston area for almost 10 years, but she still refers to Xinjiang as home. She wants more people to know what's happening there.
If I didn't do anything, I will feel regret. I should fight for my father.
Sadir says she knows speaking to me, a reporter, could put her and her family in danger. But she's done being quiet. For The World, Anna Kusmer, Cambridge, Mass.